Welcome to the How to Raise Money podcast for anyone who wants to raise other people's money for a business or property venture. Right now, there has never been more money on the planet, and there has never been more opportunity. This podcast will help you put the two together. So, if you need money for your business or property proposals from banks, lenders, angels, whales, or dragons, this is the podcast for you.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the How to Raise Money podcast. I'm Ray McLennan.
And it's with me, Nigel T. Best. Raymondo, how the devil are you?
We're in the middle of the silly season. Not much happening. Well, not much happening. Lots happening, but not in terms of raising money and banking and that sort of thing. It's, you know, bankers on holiday, people away, phone calls being not unanswered, but he won't be back until the 1st of September. A lot of that going on at the moment. So I suppose that brings us to a subject of how to raise money, different ways of raising money. And one that a number of people seem to have been doing recently, it has come to my ear, is raising money against existing property that they've got, whether that be their own family home or other property that they own. One or two people have been looking at that and thinking, well, valuations are quite high, my loan to value is quite low, perhaps I should top it up. So there's been a few people doing that.
Yeah, it's this thing, Ray, as you say, sometimes, you know, I mean, I'm in a period of splendid isolation, if there's such a thing, when it comes to coronavirus, with my eldest being positive, I've got to be in the house, you know, and I know the rules keep changing and all the rest of it. But it's one of these things, if you're stuck in the house, you got to be careful, because you suddenly notice jobs and things that need doing around the house. You start seeing, if I knock this wall out and put a window there and add a tower here, put a super slide, build a swimming pool, I've got a billionaire's home. And you start coming out with all these crackpot ideas. But in the silly season, there is a sensible one. And this is just what we were talking about there, Ray, before we hit the record on this. It's, let's have a think. Valuations of property are very high. Interest rates are very low. And that could mean that the property that you are sat in right now listening to this, or that you are traveling to, you're about to go to, whether, as you say, whether it's a commercial or whether it's another property that you rent out, that valuation could have gone up. Is it time to just find out, because you never know what's over the horizon, is it time to find out whether there's some equity that you could release in there safely within your means of being able to repay, obviously, mm-hmm. but that you could borrow at 1% and potentially invest in a number of things. I mean, even the sort of the well-advertised finance funding people, you know, you can do this crowdfunding. There are levels of returns there that are far in excess of 1%. You know, is it time now to just have some cash available, and instead of it earning nothing, you pay an interest rate of 1%, and Ray, maybe invest it at 8% and make a margin? Because if we, I don't know about you, Ray, I'll throw this back to you in a second. Mm-hmm. There's an awful lot that makes me feel this is getting close to 2007, 2008. I don't know what you think. People always say, oh, it's different this time. But there's always something and a bit of a correction. Now, the people that made the killing in that time were the ones that had cash available, equity already released and ready to go for when those bargains appeared. Mm. And maybe in this silly season, there's a sensible thing to do, and have a look and just reassess where you are. Maybe you could have a bit of money left available to maybe snap up a bargain that may be on the way. Ray, a lot of maybes. What do you reckon?
Well, I mean, the thing is, the money supply is, there's a lot of money around right now. Money supply is higher than it's ever been. That is going to have one logical conclusion, which is inflation is going to go up. does that mean interest rates will go up? Yes, it probably does, because to control inflation, that's what they do. They put interest rates up. How much they put them up by depends, because they put it up and then they see if there's been a reaction and then they'll correct it or whatever it happens to be. So if you can lock in, you know, loans at 1%, which some people are doing. I mean, I'm seeing some people getting mortgages 0.99 in this sort of carry-on, or 1.5, that sort of thing. So if interest rates go up, well, the one thing inflation will do is it will erode your debt. That's how governments tend to control government spending or government deficits, is through inflation. So play them at their own game, you know? Play them at their own game. Release some money from property that you have. Obviously, take advice on this, do your diligence, make sure it's, you know, I mean, I know you talked about crowdfunding sites and that sort of thing. There are lots of them. There's some very good ones, some long established ones. So it's wise to look at those things and see what kind of returns they are giving. But yeah, I mean, if you take something like the Funding Circle, for example, they raise money from their customers, if you like, and then they put that out at a higher rate and they give their customers a higher return, just to name but one. There's also Easy Money, which is part of the EasyJet group. They do something very similar. And I know the chap that runs that is a long established angel investor who is sharp as a tack when it comes to identifying good properties, that sort of thing. Very, very switched on guy, Andrew. So there's some good opportunities out there if you have cash. Now, if you've got cash sitting in the bank, which quite a lot of people have, you know, there's more money sitting in UK PLC banks than there ever has been. And same with private individuals. It's something like 30% higher than it was this time last year. So that's cash that's sitting there earning the square root of nothing, because the banks will pay 0.01, whatever it is. I think it was once we were talking about, yeah, you were talking about when you got interest rate of 10% on your money. So for £100, you were getting £10. Now you need 100,000 to get they get £10. It just shows you how insane that is. So very much it's a time to think of, consider refinancing, consider getting some money out. And if you could take money out, you know, for a year, 2 years or whatever, or just add it to your mortgage, however long the term of your mortgage is, you know, there are some good returns to be made. But I would say not right now. Give it a few months, I think, and then it will start to
show face. I would always be saying something like, investigate where you're at. Mm. Make some soft inquiries as to the valuation of your house. So use these tools. I know the big one, Azupla, does one, doesn't it? You know, the what's my house worth type thing. And you can type in your postcode and find out what they reckon your house is worth. Now, the reason that I say this is interesting is because you may well have had a mortgage in the past just squeaked into 75-80% loan to value. Mm. If over the last few years your house has gone up, that loan to value could drop to 70% or maybe even 65%, perhaps. And the difference there is you get preferential rates. You can get better rates. So there's several things. One, you might be on a rate at the moment that could be at 2.5-3%. Okay, yep. It's still pretty good. But if somebody went from, say, 4% to a 1% mortgage, that's a useful little thing to have a look at, investigate. And if at the time you could release another, say, £25,000, when you're looking to think to yourself, okay, I need to get a deposit for a buy-to-let, I'm wanting to get that, and you say, okay, I'd like to redo my mortgage, lower the rate. The monthly repayments are very, very similar, but I've got another £25,000 as a deposit for something coming up in the future when I think prices might just take a dip. They might just cool. We've got a few things. Stamp duty holidays are disappearing and, you know, the furlough scheme is unwinding and companies and businesses are grappling with this, how to cope with people working at home or working in offices. And I think there will be a bit of a contraction as things ripple out. And when there's a little bit of doubt, you tend to find that filters through to prices. So you may find, not everywhere, but you may find all of a sudden you start seeing houses that instead were only being advertised in the morning and snapped up that afternoon, you'll see they sit there. And then a month later, it'll say reduced by 10,000, reduced by 20,000 or whatever. There might be a few more of those appearing. And what does it mean? If you've got money in your back pocket, then you can, you know, you can take action and you can step in there, and you are much more agile in being able to take advantage of anything that appears in the market. So it could just be something that you do. And let's face it, folks, you should be able to put it somewhere that if your mortgage is at 1%, you should be able to find somewhere that will do 2 or 3. Maybe it's one of our How to Raise Money podcast listeners who says, I could just do with 25,000 and I'll give you 10% for 3 months.
Does happen. Who knows? It does happen.
Yeah, you may well step up and be the person that can do that. So
talking to someone yesterday, and the last two houses he got from just putting letters in doors. They weren't advertised on any sites. He just put a letter through the door of, you know, several houses and got a reply and did a deal. So I know that people are probably thinking, well, if my house price is really high at the moment, surely other house prices are going to be high. Well, as Nigel mentioned there, there's a disruption coming, and there is an acronym, DISRUPT, D-I-S-R-U-P-T. And that is when the market is disrupted, you need to look out for these things. So the first one is divorce. D in disrupt is divorce. Lots of people are going to, you know, been locked together for a while, furlough coming to an end, financial problems, whatever, that tends to lead to divorce. And in a divorce situation, people want to sell their house quick. They might not even have got round to putting it on the market, but they get a letter through the door and all of a sudden it's like, hang on a minute, we've got an offer here. Let's just get it. And they want to get away from each other. So that they tend not to spend a long time negotiating. And that's how you can get things that are off market, as it were. The next one is in debt. People are in debt. And if they're in debt, they want to sell the house and rent somewhere. Scaling back. That's people that have a bigger house, want to go to a smaller house. Relocation. You mentioned it there about people that are working from home. Well, if you're working from home, you can afford to live somewhere else rather than having to commute into the, you can work from anywhere. Upsizing is people that are in a house that's not big enough for them, and the kids are running around and they've been locked together and suddenly they need more space, so they want to upsize. Then you've got, unfortunately, probate issues. So in the DISRUPT model, D-I-S-R-U-P, P stands for probate. And when probate is, obviously, someone's died, they've left their property, needs to be sold. The usual scenario is there's a few older kids involved. So granny, mum dies and she's in her 80s, 70s, 80s or 90s. And the older children, 2, 3, 4 of them, tend not to agree on what's going to happen, and don't get round to putting it on the market and all that kind of carry on. And then it's an opportunity to step in and solve their problems. And then the T in DISRUPT is tenant issues. There are people that own property that have got tenants. Perhaps the tenants are not paying because they've lost their job or anything like that, and they don't want all that hassle. So they decide they want to sell up. Section 23, which is the other one that's causing tax issues. So lots of things coming up. So divorce and debt, scaling back, relocation, upsizing, probate and tenant issues. These are all the things that are going to hit massively in the next 6 months. And who knows, we might have another lockdown. And if we have another lockdown and we're getting into winter, there's going to be a rise in flu, there's going to be a rise in infections, that sort of thing. That's nature. That's just the way things happen. That is going to cause disruption as well. So anyone that's sitting on cash or has cash is going to be in a great position to grow their assets, shall we say. And why do you want to grow assets? Because assets tend to make more money than you do. There was a headline I saw in the newspapers there that said your house will make more money this year than you will, which is true. Assets, when you buy assets, they go up in value. And, what's not to like? So buy assets. Don't buy disposable things. Don't buy holidays and, new cars and stuff like that. Buy assets, things that can generate income and put money in your pocket. That's what I would be doing.
Yeah, perfect stuff. I mean, this thing, DISRUPT, that is a great, how to take advantage of a disruption. It's one of these things. Dear listeners to the podcast, dear viewers on the YouTube, did we mention we've got a YouTube channel going? Oh my goodness me, it's all happening here behind the scenes at How to Raise Money. You need to check out the new website. We keep updating and amending that. www.htrmoney.co.uk. But it's all these things, folks. If you can take advantage of something, then that puts you ahead of the game. And when it comes to what we talk about, so go have a look at the website. We've got some really useful guides and tools, but there's also more advanced training that you can look at there, which will help position you in a really good light in terms of investors. And investors will be, I'm not going to say salivating or fighting over themselves, but you've seen those episodes on Dragon's Den and Shark Tank where they can all see the numbers add up. And they all say, well, let me tell you, I'm interested and I'll give you this much for that much and things like that. If you can get yourself in a position like that, whilst taking advantage of the situation now, then you could be in a really strong position come any disruption that hits the market. So if your numbers work now, in the disruption, your numbers might be even better. But also, if you have considered all those aspects to it, one of the things an investor might be thinking, they might be thinking to themselves, they haven't considered the disrupt model. And then when you hit them with, you know, answers to all of those aspects within the disrupt model, they kind of sit up and they go, okay, this person's on the ball. This person's on point. This person's got their ducks in a row. I quite like the cut of this guy's jib or whatever. I'm good with this. And this is the time, isn't it? So some people will take a holiday. Other people are re-examining. They're going, you know, they're re-evaluating and they're sort of reappraising their position. And maybe just those things, the valuations have gone up, the interest rates are low, your property loan to value has dropped. Maybe that you didn't realize, but maybe you're sat on the ability to release some equity that will help, as Ray says, purchase those assets and ride you through any disruption coming up. So it's interesting times, Ray. Interesting times.
It is. You could even, put money into a SAS, a small self-administered pension scheme. You can open a SAS for as little as £5,000, something like that. You can join some of the SAS clubs that are around and they pool the money together and invest in commercial property for great returns. So there's lots of things to do with cash. If you've got it, don't have it sitting in the bank doing nothing. Investigate, do your diligence, look around. And you can get in touch with us. You can contact us if you're interested in any of this or you want any advice on where to go or books to read or anything. We're not giving financial advice. We'll just simply point you in the direction where you can do more research and more diligence and see what best the best fit is for you. And there you on go. Michelle. And on that bombshell. I've been Ray McLennan.
He did it, finally. And I'm still Nigel T. Best.
You're going to have to cut out that big pause. I know what it's like. When you get a pause on a podcast, you're driving down the road, it's like, is something gone wrong? And you start hitting the buttons.
He's died. Ray's finally carked it live. All right. There we go. We'll see you soon, folks. All right. Take care. Bye for now. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the How to Raise Money podcast. It's made for people who want to raise money as debt or investment equity for their business or property proposal or empire. See you next time, where we can show you how to raise money. There is abundance. There is money enough for everyone on the planet. The question is, who has yours?